Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Elise Glink is the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. I always look forward to having a conversation with you on Friday. How are you, Elise?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just wishing summer would come back, right?
Yeah. Well, hopefully in time for Father's Day. I don't know. But it's so gloomy today. I almost feel like the wildfire smoke is back or something. It kind of looks like that, you know?
But instead, I think it's just, I don't know, gloom June,
yep.
Which they normally get in San Francisco, but
yep.
We're getting it here.
Yeah, we get a little taste of it. I saw this study that I don't know if you want to talk about the market first, if you want to do that, but go ahead.
Well, it was just such a down day, right? I mean, we saw it's just this blow up in the Middle East and I know we've covered this in the news, Israel firing and basically destroying what seems to be quite a bit of Iran's nuclear capabilities. That made the world really nervous because of oil prices. So, you know, where I come in is not the actual news side of it, but we're watching oil prices. They shot up. The market got very nervous because, of course, when oil prices go up, that affects so many things. You also have a lot of unrest in the Middle East in terms of oil shipping. So there's some concerns about what could happen to some of those big, huge tankers that cross some very dangerous waters right now. So the stock market dropped, as you heard in the news, almost, you know, 1.75 points for the Dow. NASDAQ was down 1.3%, S&P 500 down 1.1%. And we'll see what happens on Monday, but there's certainly a lot of eyes on the Middle East right now.
Yes, absolutely. Majority of Americans can't achieve a minimal quality of life. That was the interesting study you sent my way.
Yeah, this is from the Ludwig Institute for Shared Economic Prosperity. And what they look at is the percentage of Americans who not only officially live in poverty, which according to the Census Bureau, 2 years ago, the last time they did this, about 11%. But the people who are struggling, it's really a lot higher than just 11%. So the bottom 60% of the nation's earners, right, so a little bit more than half, have just 22% of the disposable income. But they need 39% to just have what they call a minimum quality of life. So what's happened is, of course, inflation. Right. There's been an 8.6% increase in the cost of living. That was just 2022 to 2023. It gave the median worker a decrease in spending power of 3.6%. And what they say is that this disparity has just grown since 2023. So now we're 2 years later. We're seeing medical premiums up over 300% from 2001 to 2023. Travel expenses are up 170%. Rent grew by 131%. Cost of raising kids, you and I both know this, grew by 107%. And while all that was going up, consumers' real spending power decreased by about 4%. And so it's just really troubling when you've got 60% of the population not quite earning enough to make ends meet.
So are we starting to see a separation of the, I mean, are we starting to see the middle class disappear? You're either going to be wealthy or you're going to be poor.
Yeah, I think that started to happen a while ago, but I think it's really picked up speed. And so when you look at the statistics and you see, you know, the sort of share of after-tax income per adult, the bottom 60% versus the top 20%, what you see is that the numbers are sort of going in the opposite direction and not for the better, right? So the top 20%, they're getting a little richer, they're doing fine. The bottom 60%, not doing so well, and it's getting worse for them. The last time, interestingly enough, and I sent this to you, and maybe you'll post it on the show notes later today, but there was a graphic that really depicted how these two lines intersect. And what's interesting is from about 1940 to about 1980, those numbers came together pretty well. You saw a really strong middle class, and you saw the purchasing power stay pretty stable. And it's just since about 1980 that things have diverged.
Yeah, and that's the bottom 60 versus the top 20. What about the 0.001% of those people that hold all of our wealth?
Oh, I'm so worried about them, Lisa. Every day I wake up wondering what the billionaires are going to do with the cost of living. They're doing fine.
I wish they'd fund some cancer research, you know? Everything else that's being cut, it's like, hey, we'll put your name on the side of a hospital. Just do something with your money that helps us all.
I wish they would, especially because, and I know you've pointed this out on your show before, cancer in young people, that's the really scary thing, and it's growing like crazy numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, consumer sentiment. That seems to be on the rise. People are feeling a little better?
Yeah, this jumped up last month. I have no idea why. It was like at a really low number, and then it jumped up to 60.5%. Still not a great number, but a big jump up. So what's that going on? Trade tensions. So they do the survey, and they talk to people in addition to just taking their, you know, what do you think? And so that the trade tensions seem to have eased a little bit in April, made people feel a little bit more comfortable. Also, the stock market went back up. I mean, today was kind of an anomaly, but up until then, we were nearly at back at our record highs, or pretty close to it. And when the stock market goes up, those people who do have investments in the stock market, in your 401k, you tend to feel a little better about everything.
Right. But that, too, seems so volatile. I think people used to put money in their 401k, not worry about it till they were in their 60s. And now I feel everybody is watching it every day.
Yes, which is a really bad thing, by the way. We should just all take a step back. But to your point, I got a letter from a listener not too long ago, in the last couple of weeks, and she said, Our financial advisor says we're doing okay, but I'm afraid to put any money in the stock market. I don't trust companies, and I don't trust this, and I don't trust that. I think that lack of trust really is causing some issues, and I think that's what Jamie Dimon was referring to when he said that we might start to see the economy deteriorate faster as we go into the summer. Lack of trust that we can take a look at the news, trust it's going to be better tomorrow. I think we've got to work on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell everyone how they can sign up for your newsletter or follow you on Substack.
Well, you can go to glink.substack.com or you can just go to thinkglink.com and sign up there.
Have a beautiful weekend and happy Father's Day to your hubby.
Oh, thank you, and to yours as well.